I really don't know. The couple from London were telling me that he had been fired from the Mary Kathleen mine there in Cripple Creek.
Oh, really?
Because he wasn't able to pull his weight. He wasn't able to do his amount of designated work. That surprises me about him because he was very strong, but
yeah.
We all have our limits.
Well, he must have been a kid when he did that, right?
Mm-hmm. They were 10 when they left Manassas, and they went straight to Creed, which is a mining town,
okay.
And he mined. He did what he could.
Right. Do you know where he was buried?
Long Island. Southampton, Long Island.
Yeah. Okay. He's got to be the most famous person that came out of here, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
He's the only reason why we're still on the map.
People drive through here.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned the Queen being crowned. What was that about?
It's just our Pioneer Queen. Every year, she has to be a member of the church, and there are different qualifications, different things that she's had to do throughout her high school years to even qualify to be queen.
Okay.
But the one girl who, whose attendance is better and who has worked on personal progress and who has done community service and things like that, all of these things are taken into consideration. And this is basically her reward for all of her good works.
Getting crowned by Jack Dempsey.
Do
you know who that was? Who was that?
Pat Paget. There's that picture with the horn rimmed glasses and the crown. And she's right here in this one too.
Is she still around here?
She's not. She's
a good thing. Okay, that's it. Alright, this is August 1st?
Yes.
2002. And I'm back in Manassas. Do you have a word for people who are related to you, to talk about them as a group?
Just family?
Yeah, family. Would you use the
cousins.
Word relatives?
Yes.
What about kin? Do they ever use that around here?
Not really.
That's some other place. Okay. How about people who are unrelated? Is there a way to talk about them as a group of people?
Not really. Friends.
Okay.
Acquaintances.
All right. What about, you have electricity here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you use something to clean these floors with? Do you use a, do you clean these floors?
Yes, but just with a broom and a dust mop.
Okay, so you don't vacuum here at all?
No.
What do you do with the rugs?
Take them home? Take them,
mm-hmm. Did I, let's see, there's a couple things in here. This is going to be a silly question. Well, sort of. What kinds of things do you use to wash your dishes? You said you didn't have a dishwasher, so what do you need to wash your dishes?
You need a dishcloth,
okay.
Water, soap, or dish detergent.
Right.
Soapy water,
okay.
Unsoapy water.
Do you dry them, or do you...
I usually just let them drip dry.
Okay.
Drain them.
If you were to dry them, what would you use?
A dish towel.
Okay. And do you, do people, do you see people anymore? I know you used to use these, use a sort of cloth to blow their nose in.
A handkerchief.
Do you see those much around anymore?
The elderly ladies still do.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a hanky? Or a,
yes.
Okay. Ah, you did mention that.
Mm-hmm.
As your grandmother.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Just doing a couple of things here that I missed. And I got that one section. Are you familiar? I don't know if I asked you about guns at all. Are you familiar with guns much?
Minimal.
Have you shot at all?
Yes.
What did you shoot?
.22 semi-automatic.
Okay. Was that a pistol or a rifle?
A rifle.
Okay. You mentioned the word cull.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't sure about it, though. You still unsure about it? Or?
I'm still unsure. I think I used it probably because undesired wood in lumber yards is cull lumber.
Oh, right.
Bowed or